This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Big 12 Championship Week, and we have got you covered with a preview and a prediction at HeartlandCollegeSports.com. I'm Pete Mundo. Welcome into the show. And yes, we're talking about the Big 12 Championship game. Can you believe it? It is here. We will have staffers from Heartland College Sports in Arlington for the game on Saturday. It is Arizona State and Iowa State. Our guys Derek Duke and Matthew Postens will be there at the game, so looking forward to that. Listen, I used to go every year, but then my daughter was born, my first daughter, oldest of three, was born on December 6th. So until this new schedule gets changed around, I love my daughter. I can't get myself to leave her on her birthday for the Big 12 Championship. I can't do it. So they've got it covered from there. They live in Texas. I'll be covering remotely. We'll have shows for you on Saturday and Sunday. Another reason you want to be subscribed here at Heartland College Sports. And then when my daughter's old enough, she'll be coming with me for her birthday to the Big 12 Championship game, assuming it all stays the first weekend of the week of December. So welcome in, guys. Thank you for understanding that as I look at some of your comments on YouTube. So this game is fascinating to me, because when you look at both of these teams, what stands out to me is that they do similar things pretty well. But there is one big difference between these two teams, Arizona State and Iowa State, that I believe is going to be the difference. I'll get to that here in a couple of minutes. But when you look at things like, oh, let's start with interceptions, okay? Well, both these teams are very high up the Big 12 list in that category. Iowa State and Arizona State are tied for second in the Big 12 behind BYU with 14 interceptions. Pretty darn good, awfully similar. They both have secondaries that have been overall pretty good this season. Arizona State's has been a little bit more of a bend, don't break than Iowa State. But I will say this about Iowa State's pass defense. It's been really good. That being said, a lot of teams have tried to beat Iowa State on the ground because that's where Iowa State has been most susceptible, which I'll get to coming up here in a second. So that's the big thing that stands out for me on that side of the ball. It is going to be whether or not Cam Scataboo is going to be able to take advantage of this Iowa State run defense that has not lived up to a typical John Heacock defense when it comes to rush D. Iowa State's rush defense is one of the worst in the Big 12. When it comes to yards per carry, Iowa State is second worst in the Big 12, giving up 5 yards per carry. That's bad. Only Oklahoma State was worse in yards per carry allowed. Iowa State's given up 173 rushing yards a game. That is also third worst in the Big 12 conference. Meantime, you look at Arizona State. And in every rushing category, Arizona State ranks in the top 3, 4, or 5 when it comes to rushing yards per game, rushing touchdowns, yards per carry. So if Cam Scataboo is able to get that ground game going early for Arizona State and I thought that he got snubbed for Big 12 Offensive Player of the Year, then Arizona State is going to have a great chance to win this game, right? Now, on the other side, can Iowa State get the pass game going? Can they get it going early, and can they get it going often? That's going to be the question for me in this game, and that will mean if they can do it, if they can do that and do it very well, quickly, and effectively, then Arizona State's not the team that wants to be playing from behind. If they get this tandem at wide receiver of Jaden Higgins and Jalen Knoll going early, then Rocco Beck is going to start feeling himself. He's going to be able to mix in the run game with Hampson and Sama and Jackson and those guys. And Iowa State could run away with this thing if that offense gets humming early. Obviously, weather is not going to be a factor with the game being at Jerry World, right? Conditions are going to be perfect. So right out of the gates, who do I think that favors? That favors Arizona State. Arizona State does not want to play outside at like Arrowhead Stadium, right? They don't want to play in Ames, Iowa, where it's 17 degrees with a -2 wind chill or something like that. This setting is perfectly set up for Arizona State. Now, the big thing that worries me in this game for Arizona State is the fact that, well, and the average fan won't know this, but not having a guy like Jordan Tyson at wide receiver who injured himself last week is going to be a big deal. And the casual bettor is probably not going to know that, well, the guy who has been the top target by a mile this year for Sam Levitt isn't going to be in the game. Now, the good thing for Sam Levitt is this guy just keeps getting better. Now, Kenny Dillingham says Sam Levitt's going to be playing on Sundays. He'll know better than me. I don't know about that. All I know is that for a freshman, the dude has been lights out, and he really does keep getting better every single week. It's been pretty darn impressive. Two of the last 3 weeks, he's got a QBR over 94. I mean, go through his QBRs throughout the season. We'll start in week one. 77, 58, 70, 45. 78, and then we get to mid-October. 88, 89, 65, 94, 78, 97. Sam Levitt keeps improving. Kenny Dillingham believes he's going to play on Sundays. So having Jordan Tyson there is obviously huge for him, and he's not going to be there. But can Sam Levitt overcome that? As much as Iowa State's secondary is one of the strengths of the team, if I've got to take one of these two quarterbacks, I know that Rocco Beck has the experience. I get that. But if I'm looking at how Sam Levitt's been playing as of late, I would take Sam Levitt on Saturday. Just of the two quarterbacks to win this game, I would take Levitt. But I think they're very even. I would give Beck the edge when it comes to experience. But Sam Levitt's a guy that the more you watch him, the more comfortable he is getting every single week. And he's become less reliant on his legs because he's getting more comfortable in the pocket. And that's what I'm getting the sense of with him as well. So that's something that I lean Arizona State on as well. Now, the other issue I have for Iowa State is how, and this ties back to the run defense, how exactly that front seven is going to handle Arizona State, which overall, when it comes to Arizona State, its run blocking game and schemes has been pretty darn good. And I'll add, pretty darn impressive as well. So that's something that should also be looked at as we analyze this game and talk about it and try to get a sense for how this thing is going to play out. Arizona State's better at getting to the quarterback than Iowa State is. Now, Iowa State, if my memory serves me right, and Iowa State fans can correct me if this is not the case, because you guys will know better than me. But even in John Heacock's best years, Iowa State, when it's got the best defense in the Big 12, isn't necessarily going to rack up a ton of sacks. That's just not how that defense is typically built. They're going to keep everything in front of them. You're going to have to grind out 2, 3, 4 yards, but they're not the big sack defense that you might expect given how good the defense has been over the last half a decade or so. But even I was surprised when I was like, all right, I know they're not getting to the quarterback a ton, but Iowa State is dead last in getting to the quarterback in the Big 12. They've got 15 sacks in their 12 games. And you'd like to see that number be at least a little bit higher, right? Would that be too much to ask? I don't think it would be. I don't think it should be. I know it may not be their style and not how they typically play, but being dead last, that is not a good sign. So I'm looking at that and I'm saying to myself, okay, another edge potentially in this game for Arizona State. But here's what it ultimately will come back to for me as I make my pick in this game. What it will come back to for me is the guy who I think is the best offensive weapon in the Big 12. And that's Cam Scataboo. And not just his ability to run the ball, but his ability to catch the ball out of the backfield. He had almost 500 receiving yards this year. That was second on the team behind Jordan Tyson, who's, of course, injured for the game. I expect that number to increase. And then I look at it, and you know what else I'm saying to myself? I'm sitting here and I'm saying to myself, here is an Arizona State team that runs the ball over 60% of the time. That is top 15 in all of college football. They want to run the ball. And they get to go up against an Arizona State team or against an Iowa State team that has struggled all year in stopping the run. And now you're going to be on a fast track in Arlington. That right there is enough to suggest to me that Arizona State is going to and can win this game and will win this game. And I've got Arizona State taking this one on Saturday, 27-24 over the Iowa State Cyclones. And the team that was picked dead last in the Big 12 in the preseason will be going to a college football playoff. And for that,
how to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
I will take the sign off the wall. Show a little love to you Arizona State fans who have been dying for me to get this thing somewhere else on the wall. And at least for now, at least for the show, I will put it right there. I admit it might fall, but for now, that's where I've got it. I'm Pete Mundo. We're Heartland College Sports. Thank you guys for being here as always and joining us on the show. Make sure you hit that like button right below the video on YouTube and drop that 5-star rating and review. I appreciate you guys being here as always as a part of the show. Now the question will become, will the Big 12 champion be able to leapfrog Boise State if Boise beats UNLV? The answer should undoubtedly be yes. It amazingly might not be. Brett Yormark had a video press conference this week where he addressed some of this with the media. And by the way, I did talk to Brett Yormark's people. I tried to get him on the show. He wanted to do a media-wide kind of video conference, which is what he did instead. And I respect that. I respect that. I still think this platform is important for him, but I will save that for another day. There were some key quotes that Brett Yormark gave in this press conference that I want to share with you guys. The one that really stood out, logos over resumes. Brett Yormark said in this video, the selection committee continues to show time and time again that they are paying attention to logos versus resumes. I've said that before. I want to say it again. I say logos because they're concentrating on team logos and conference logos. And he's absolutely right. I gave you a side-by-side of Miami and BYU. And Miami does not have the better resume, blind resume, than BYU. Yet amazingly, somehow, for some reason, Miami is looking at a college football playoff appearance. They're sitting at number 12. Maybe not if they get knocked out. And BYU is not even in the conversation. BYU's got better losses. BYU has the better strength of record. Like BYU, when you stack up the resumes blind, you would say is better than Miami's. Miami is six spots ahead of BYU. Make that make sense. Yormark said strength of schedule should matter. He goes on to say, 74% of Big 12 wins were against Power 4 opponents. Meanwhile, the group of five is 11-80. He said, I want to say it again, 11 and 80. In no way should a group of five champion be ranked above our champion. I'm going to say it again. In no way should a group of five champion be ranked above our champion. That should not be hard to figure out or understand, and he's absolutely right. Boise State's strength of schedule is below both Big 12 teams who are in the Big 12 championship game this weekend. And the winner of the Big 12 championship game will have a better win than Boise State will have against UNLV. I know UNLV is ranked, but the Big 12 teams are both ranked higher. A little bit higher, but still higher. Brett Yormark also said, very important quote here, the committee clearly focuses on the win and the loss column. Going by that principle, no three-loss team from a Power Four conference should get a bye over a two-loss champion from the Big 12. I'm going to say it again. No three-loss team from a Power Four conference should get a bye over a two-loss champion from the Big 12. What is he referring to? He's referring to Clemson, potentially, out of the ACC. Clemson is a three-loss team that is playing SMU for an ACC title. And he is saying, if Clemson beats SMU, and whoever wins the Big 12 championship game, Clemson should not get a bye over the Big 12 champion because the committee is showing a preferential treatment for wins and losses. And another important line from Brett Yormark. What are the key metrics? He said, one thing I'm concerned about with the committee is I need to better understand what are the key metrics that they're being used as we think about the rankings each week. Strength of schedule was something that was identified for me early in the fall as a critically important metric, and I'm not sure that has happened at least to date. He's right. It hasn't happened to date. So if you're a Big 12 football fan, you wonder why. Strength of schedule matters in the SEC. It doesn't matter for the Big 12 when comparing to the group of five. The committee is all about the SEC and the Big 10. And I have been saying this for 10 years. I'm not here to feel vindicated. I'm not here looking for a victory lap. I'm just here telling you that I know many of you are new to this show. And I'm glad you're here and I hope you're subscribed. But as someone who has been following this college football playoff on behalf of the Big 12 for 10 years, it has been evident since day one. And when the playoff expanded, I firmly believed that what it was going to do was just try to make this thing the SEC and Big Ten invitational. And that's exactly what it's turning into. They are finding every which way and every which reason to give the benefit of the doubt to the SEC and the Big Ten teams. There's no rhyme or reason to have Alabama at number 11. Yet still, you've got Lane Kiffin at 9-3 crying about how he's not in the college football playoff. And he is using all the SEC propaganda in the world to try to justify why his team should be in the college football playoff. I know you lost some close games, Lane. I get it. You've lost to Kentucky. You've lost to LSU. You've lost to Florida. I'm sorry about that. But you know what? You still lost those games. Great. You beat Georgia. That's awesome. Maybe Georgia's not all it's hyped up to be this year. Alabama is not the Nick Saban Alabamas. Kirby Smart does not have the team that he's had the last couple of years. Stop looking at the side of the helmet. Stop looking at the conference logo and realize that every year in college football is incredibly different. This is not the NFL. I mean, yes, players come back, but it's not the NFL in the sense that, hey, if you're the Chiefs and you got Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, you know what you've got. College football's turnover is so insane, it doesn't matter that you necessarily have beaten somebody who was really good for a long period of time. That doesn't really mean anything this year in college football. And that is exactly why this system, as much as I love this sport, man, do things need to change. Because if not, the Big 12 is going to be in a spot where they will be lucky to get one team in. Heck, even SMU. Why? I mean, look at the rankings, right? If SMU loses and they fall to 11-2, why should they be sitting behind a 10-2, or why should they be sitting ahead of a 10-2 BYU team who beat them on the road? Do the head-to-heads matter at all? And then the flip side of this, if SMU did not make the ACC championship game but was 11-1, which they are right now. What would we say about SMU? They're automatically in, right? Well, now if they lose this game, are they going to be out? In which case, there is no incentive to playing in these conference championship games. They are losing their luster. And I saw this on social media, and I can't say I was shocked by it, but I was surprised by just how bad it was. The Big Ten championship game get-in price was like $10. I couldn't believe it. Let me see where that's at right now as we do this show here. I'm pulling up the Big Ten, the SEC, and I will pull up the Big 12 championship game as well. I'll pull up the ACC too, just so we got all four of them here, okay? And I'm loading this. I'm not going to tell you what secondary market I'm loading this on. Yep, you can get into the Big 12 championship or Big 10. So here, follow me here. The Big 10 championship game, get in price right now, is $14. $14. The Big 12, $22. So 50% higher, cheapest ticket. Let's see where the ACC is at. That game's down in Charlotte. So you've got SMU and Clemson in Charlotte. $39 for the ACC championship game. And the SEC title game, Georgia, Texas, $95. I think that's partially because it's Texas and it's their first time in the SEC. So that's probably driving up that number tremendously between Georgia and Texas. But still, I expected the SEC to be tops. Conference championship week is going to be irrelevant. What's going to happen now is you're going to have teams that are going to benefit from not playing in the conference championship, and this is going to ruin conference championship weekend. That's where this is headed. I'm Pete Mundo on HeartlandCollegeSports.com. Thank you for being here as a part of the show. Subscribe to the channel. That's where this is going. I started off the show by saying Friday is my oldest daughter. I have three girls. Her sixth birthday. So I've not been able to go to a Big 12 championship game since she was born. I mean, I guess I could, but I choose not to. Got a lot of different jobs here, a lot of things I'm doing, and I'm not willing to not be with her on her birthday. She's got a birthday party with her friends on Saturday morning. Don't worry, they're going to be gone by 11 a.m. Central for the Big 12 championship game, but I'm not going to miss that. We do have some staffers who are going to be down there. Derek Duke and Matthew Postens, who have been with the site forever. So they'll do a great job. They live in Texas. It'll be outstanding. But this championship weekend may be on the fritz because of the expanded playoff. And if things break the way we think they might, and teams who had to play in championship games get knocked out of the playoff because of it, you are going to see a very different approach to this weekend. And if fans aren't buying tickets, if fans aren't into it, then they may just say, you know what, let's expand the playoff, 16, 18, whatever it might be. Let's have an extra weekend of playoff games. Remove the conference championship from the conversation, the conference championship game. You can crown a regular season champ based on tiebreakers, and we all move on. I could see that happening as this playoff continues to impact the regular season in college football. That's entirely possible. So it's something to watch as championship weekend unfolds and we roll through things here at Heartland College Sports. I'm Pete Mundo. Thank you guys for being here. Make sure you are hopping on our forums. Those are free at heartlandcollegesports.com, a great way to be a part of the show. And also just join other Big 12 fans who are going to be at the game this weekend. If your team stinks, trust me, there's a lot of fans who are on our forums whose teams are just awful and they're looking for, you know, a shoulder to cry on, so to speak. So we have a good time, and we'd love to see you on there. They're free. We don't ask you for, you know, anything like that. It's just a cool way to, you know, meet other fans, meet other Big 12 folks who want to be a part of our growing community at Heartland College Sports. You guys are awesome. Thank you for being here. Share the show with a friend and drop that 5-star rating and review on the podcast and subscribe on YouTube. It's going to be a great game on Saturday. Enjoy it, Iowa State fans. You couldn't really go 4 years ago. Remember, Iowa State fans were stuck because it was the COVID year they got to the Big 12 title game. So it was like half empty. You guys can pack it. And Arizona State fans, your first year in the Big 12, don't be shy. Enjoy it. Follow us on Instagram, X, and Facebook at Heartland College Sports. And we'll talk to you guys soon. Enjoy the game and be here Saturday for the reaction show. See you later.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.